Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us right now from Times of Israel is Ash Obel, who's the breaking news editor at the Times of Israel. Morning, Ash. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
All right. Thank you. So I know that we're supposed to talk about, you know, people calling for the death of Bibi Netanyahu, but can you possibly give us a quick update or the latest update on this earthquake situation?
Yeah, so it seems like you covered the most recent update to the headline, that the death toll is now into the 300s. Just looking around on Twitter at some of the scenes of destruction, not only in Turkey, also in neighboring Syria. It looks like a nuclear bomb has been dropped on certain towns and cities in the east of Turkey and in the bordering area with Syria. So I think, sadly, we can probably expect that death toll to just continue climbing, maybe towards 1,000, maybe well beyond 1,000 even. So we'll have to see over the next day or two.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Did you feel them? Did you feel the tremors?
I didn't. I woke up surprised to see on Twitter that other Israelis that I'm following were woken up by the tremor. I didn't personally feel it. And I'm a light sleeper, so I'm surprised. But I actually was in Turkey not so long ago, about April last year, so it is a little bit distressing to see some of the images coming out from a pretty amazing country, I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure Israel's going to get teams there ASAP, especially now that things are improving.
Yeah.
All right, Ash, can we just talk about people calling? I mean, there was a story in the Times of Israel about an ex-Air Force pilot. Has he's been detained for questioning after saying Netanyahu deserved to die? That's a hell of a thing to say, just generally.
Yes, so that was a man named Zev Ruz, who was actually a former Air Force pilot who flew in the mission to destroy an Iraqi nuclear reactor a few decades ago, before my time. But so he's a somewhat prominent guy, and he basically implied, he didn't name Netanyahu explicitly, but he implied in a Facebook post that something called Din Rodef, which is Hebrew, or which is a halakhic term, a Jewish legal term, that permits the killing of someone who is intending to harm or kill other people. So he implied that the prime minister, through his legal reforms, which some claim will lead the country to a dictatorship and, you know, destroy any sort of protection of rights for minorities. According to Ruz, that was enough of a reason to apply Din Rodef to Netanyahu and therefore make him a legitimate target for assassination.
That's crazy. I mean, has he walked back his comments? Has he? Has there been any further development on that?
He claimed that he was just reiterating comments that he saw on another person's Facebook post. He didn't name who that person was. And he said once he saw that that person had deleted the original post, he decided he also wanted to delete his post, and he apologized. And it came a few days after another prominent lawyer who was speaking at the Israel Bar Association annual conference, which was in Eilat, and he made a similar call with similar rhetoric, saying that if the country did go down this path and become what he defined as a dictatorship, that he would literally take up arms, and he made no qualms about that. He made it very clear that he literally meant he would take a weapon and he would do something about that situation, because he didn't want to live in a dictatorship.
Gosh, it's absolutely mad. You know, from here, southern tip of Africa, looking at what's happening politically in Israel, in all countries around the world. It's not unique to Israel. I mean, there's this political upheaval in every country, and maybe it's because governments actually showed themselves to be redundant, if we can call it redundant or obsolete, during the pandemic. The wrong calls, doing lockdowns, doing this, insisting on that. What's your feeling? I mean, sorry, just to tell you, both my children live in Israel, and my son lives in Tel Aviv. And last Saturday night, he sent me a picture of the whole of Tel Aviv was shut down because of the number of protests, and they continue. I mean, are you surprised at what's happening in Israel?
I think you're right. I think it's, without dismissing the seriousness of the current national the debate here, I think it's an issue that we're seeing across the West, that increased polarization. It sort of feels like here as well, like in America, that just to use the American framework, it's clear if a Republican suggests something, by definition, the Democrats have to throw out that entire concept, and so too the other way around. It feels like the same thing here. It, at least my view of it, it looks like there is general consensus that there does need to be some sort of judicial reform. That seems to be sort of accepted across the right and the left. The problem is, because of that depolarization that I just described, if the current right-wing governing coalition suggests something, so then the entire left side of the political aisle has to throw out the entire discussion and totally rubbish any sort of compromise or any sort of concept. Yeah. And so too the other way around. If the left floats an idea, why don't we do X, why don't we do Y, so the entire right-wing coalition seems to feel the need to throw out that entire and disqualify that entire idea, which doesn't make for the healthiest national political debate, that's for sure.
But it does make it very interesting for journalists such as yourself. Ash Obel, thank you so much for your time this morning, and do apologize that we are out of time. I hope to speak to you at some point again during this course of this week, and just keep
sure,
up
no
the
worries.
Great work. Thank you so much. That is Ash Obel, who is a breaking news editor at the Times of Israel.